In 1971, Marvin Gaye released his hit, What's Going On, in response to police brutality in the Vietnam War killing millions of people. The song was written by Reynaldo Obie Benson when he saw police beating a white person on the street. He gave his song to Marvin Gaye, who turned it into the protest song that still resonates today. According to Fred Brewington, a civil rights lawyer quoted in the Newsday article, Marvin Gaye's What's Going On still resonates 50 years later. Songs such as What's Going On really raised the ability to make music part of a movement. As we go back through the years, we look at Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit, we know the double meanings of that. Look at Gil Scott-Heron, who talked to us about the revolution. There was another component to music, of telling the story of the social conditions of the day. In this podcast, I will talk to Reverend Sekou about what this song means today in my research question, how has this song been used to fight against police brutality of black people? Sekou is a pastor at the church I go to, and like Marvin Gaye, he writes joyful resistance music.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This
is a good recording, man.
My name is Reverend Osagyefo Uhuru Sekou. I am the pastor of Valley and Mountain Fellowship, United Methodist Church. I am a third generation Pentecostal preacher, and I am a musician who was born in 1971, the year that What's Going On came out. There's like 100 musicians on this record. And it's a lot of tinkering and trying to get at sound and a lot of mixing on it. And so it is, very much like Songs in the Key of Life by Stevie Wonder, 130 musicians, right? So these are massive cultural undertakings. And so What's Going On is an attempt to make sense of the crisis, right? Because Martin Luther King's been dead for 3 years. You've had over 200 riots in the country at Martin Luther King's death. Black men are dying disproportionately in Vietnam. And under Nixon, right, the police repression is high. So they beating all everybody on the street. Right, so this is after you've had killings at Kent State. So part of it is just there's so much crisis, it becomes like an existential plea, like what is going on? Mother, there are too many of you crying. War is not the right answer, right?
There's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we to bring some loving here today. Father, we don't need to.
We've got to find a way. Right, so that all of this is those lines are an attempt to wrestle with the death, dread, and despair that is at work in the country, because at one level the nation is sad because, you know, between Kennedy King, Fred Hampton, Lil Bobby Hutton, right, Mega Evers, the three little boys, Malcolm X, right, Swarna Goodman and Cheney being killed in 1964. So you've had nearly a decade death, in addition to some fleeting legislative victories. So 1971 becomes a place, I believe it's February 1961 when it's released, becomes a place that record captures the existential angst. But there's also a backlash, right? So you got vicious forms of white supremacy emerging. You see an emerging of a white nationalist a discourse that culminates with the killings in Greensboro, in the 80s, right? So you get a burgeoning white nationalist movement, a strengthening of a religious right, because the religious right realizes that they can't be racist no more, so they're gonna go after abortion and they're gonna go after gay people, right? So you see this backlash, and so this song exists in that with a massive war going on, masses of Vietnam babies being killed, and that there's uprisings all over the world because they're contending with the march of fascist forces rearing their ugly head. And then in the U.S. we got a constriction of the economy. So all that's happening, right? That's very much to our moment. We got a massive war happening on the precious people of Palestine. You got these forces who are fighting against American imperialism for whatever that's worth, right? I'm not valorizing, I'm just articulating what they're up to. So you got that very similar doing what's going on. You have the death of a movement. So Black Lives Matter, for all intents and purposes, as a movement, is dead, very much by 1971, where we think of the civil rights movement proper is dead. You got the death of a major movement, the rise of right-wing forces, right, with an ascension to the White House, a backlash over and against young people in the street, right, and an ever-distanced Black middle class. And so when you add all of that up, it looked a whole lot like 1971. So it's relevant in the sense of its material condition. And then, more importantly, it's just a great record. Like the musicality, the craft, the story, the sonic landscape that it captures, the way in which it keeps track of Black suffering and renders it eloquent, right? It looks like a, sonically, it looks like a Romare Bearden painting or a Jacob Lawrence painting. You know, if I might be philosophical about it, it would be like Deleuze's notion of L'Envolte. It's like an event. The record like ruptured the music industry. Right? That they was like, oh, we just not doing love songs and doo-wop no more. Like, oh, this is, these are real protest records.
Everybody thinks we're at home. Oh, but who are they to judge us? Simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know
that we're. In other ways, I would argue that the spirituals are resistant to song because one of the features of Black religious practice in the U.S., particularly Black Christian ones, and then you got to think, Marvin Gaye comes out of a particular tradition. He's a Hebrew Pentecostal. So they got Pentecostal worship, but Jewish diet. And they meet on Saturday. Right. And so part of Black religious tradition and Black Pentecostal tradition, right, is you hold lament, right, and joy or celebration. The Russians got a wonderful word for it. They call it the trachomic. It's how you hold it together, the sad and the joy. And so there's a song, you know the song Motherless Child? You know that song? So it's an old spiritual goes, sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, a long way from home. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory. Right, so it goes from acknowledging the darkness, I'm a motherless child, to what the biblical text says is the highest praise, hallelujah. And you see that through Black religion, right? And so I will begin with the spirituals that would locate him within a tradition of a people who struggle, who have both joy. Now, you know, in terms of there's contemporary music, and this is probably my being old, you know, that none of them reached the genius of Curtis Mayfield or the genius of Sly and the Family Stone or the Fifth Dimension for that matter. But there's, you know, Kendrick Lamar, We Gonna Be All Right. Lil Baby did a song, I can't think of the name of it. Of course, the baby, her. She won a Grammy for her protest song. There's a group called the Resistance Choir. And the Resistance Choir in New York, they put a record out, and a lot of them are movement people.
Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it loud and pick it sound. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me.
Thanks so much to Reverend Seiko for taking the time to talk to me about this song. He helped me realize even more that the message of this song is as relevant today as it was in 1971. I look forward to seeing how What's Going On will keep being a great protest song.
Right.